dedicate the Shir Liuli Nishmas, my brother, Chaim Simcha Mordechai, and Avi Mori Pesach. Okay. Mentioned yesterday that the halacha is that Batla Megillas Tainis, and the Gemara says that if the old ones are Batla, you surely don't make new ones. Therefore, the Prichada says that it's not allowed to make new Yomim Tovim Bizman Hazeh, and that even means an individual who has nace happened to him or whatever can't make even these kinds of yontifs that are also betainis or behespid, meaning that we don't see tachnun. So even those kinds of yomim tovim we don't make bizman hazeh. The Maram Alasker argues, and he says that you can make yomim tovim for yechidim, and the chayodim makes a difference between whether it's for all of Klal Yisrael, that nobody has the kolach anymore to make yomim tovim, but if it's for a yochid or a mishpacha or a city or whatever, that they can make. And throughout history there's been what's called Purims, individual Purim yochid, for different communities, different people or whatever. And the extent of that yontif is only that you don't say tachnun on that day, and what's it called, you say... you have a Suda Soda or whatever to celebrate the occasion. And we talk a Paschim like that. The Chayodim himself had a Yontif, a Yochid or whatever. But to make Yomim Tovim for all of Klal Yisrael, Lechor is not a proper thing to do. That's exactly the point. Okay. Okay, we're on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Ika Diamri. Omer of Nachman. Afa Nan Nomi Tonina. Instead of Akasha, we have proof from the Mishnah. Al Shnei Chadoshim, the Shaila was whether the other that's next to Nisa, other Sheni, is always Chaser, or sometimes it's Mali and sometimes it's Chaser. So now we're going to bring a raya. Afa non namitanina al shnei chadoshim mechal nisa Shabbos al nisan v'al tishrei. That you mechal Shabbos for two chadoshim, nisan and tishrei. So I amris b'shlama la olam chaser. If you hold, before we ask the kash on this, right? If it's always chaser, we have to mechal Shabbos for. Anyway, Beis Din is going to know. Even if the edim don't come, they're going to have to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. So the Gemara answers, no, mitzvah l'kadosh al pi ariyah. Even though they're going to for sure make the Rosh Chodesh that day, no matter what, there's a mitzvah to do it because of the Haggadah Eidus of the Eidim. Now the Gemara is going to bring a proof from that, that it has to be 29 days. E amrish b'shlam ala olam chaser, that other is always chaser. Mishum hachi mechalina, the mitzvah l'kadosh al ariyah, like we said before. Still, the Mechal Shabbos to come on the 30th day, so you can Mekadosh al-Pi Ariyah. Ela'i Amra Zimnin Moli Zimnin Chaser, but if you hold that Beis Din has the right to make it sometimes Chaser, sometimes Moli. Amai Mechal Lina, why should they come and make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day? Let the Edom not come, not be Mechal Shabbos, and Beis Din will make the Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day. You have the choice. So why involve Chil Shabbos and have to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day? Beis Din has the option to make it on either day. And they have a right to do it even on the day that if Edom come, they cannot accept the Edom. So surely they can tell the Edom to stay home. Right? Let's leave it. Don't be Mekadosh the 30th day. And you'll be Mekadosh the next day. I'll pi Edom. The Edom will come on Sunday. So they won't have to be Mechal Shabbos. So Mara says, Idi ikli yom shloshim b'Shabbos achinami. Enochinami. If the 30th day fell on Shabbos, Enochanami, we tell the Edom, don't be Mechal Shabbos, come the next day, and with Mekadosh, I'll pi Ariyah, I'll pi the Edom on the, what's it called, on the 31st day. Hachamamayaskin, Dikli Yom Shloshim Ve'echod V'Shabbos, talking where the 31st day fell on Shabbos. They didn't see the moon till the 30th day, not on the, what's it called, the 29th day. So they can't come to Mekadosh the Chodesh till the 31st day. So we let them be Mechal Shabbos to come to be Mekadosh on the 31st day. Some say this only, later on we'll see as a machlokas whether you make Kiddush HaChodesh on the 31st day or it's automatic. But some hold that even if it's automatic, still is an inyan that the Edom should come. Even though the Beis Din doesn't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, but there's an inyan that they should make the Seder of Pi Edom and not just of Pi the Cheshbon. Okay, the Mitzvah Kaddish Al Hariyah. Here also, the Edom should come, even though it means Chil Shabbos, because Mitzvah Kaddish Al Hariyah, and there's no other day to make it. Right? Edom didn't come on the 30th day, so the 31st day is for sure going to be Rosh Chodesh. There's still a Mitzvah to have Edom there. So they're allowed to Mechal Shabbos. Rashi, Ika Diamre, Kosoka Daita, Chil Mishum Mitzvah Kaddish Al Hariyah. Right now, we think that the reason that you're Mechal Shabbos is in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Kaddish al-Pi Ariyah. Mishum hachi mechalin, shim lo yechalu nimsa shiyis Kaddish ha-Chodesh b'lo Edom. So if it's always 29 days, so the Edom have to come on the 30th day in order to mekayim that mitzvah of Kaddish al-Pi Ariyah. Ela I amra zimnin molei v'zimnin chaser, michti v'beisnin talya. Then Beisnin has the right to either make it a 29-day month or a 30-day month. Why make the Edom be mechal Shabbos and come to mekaddish on the 30th day? Let them not be Mechal Shabbos. Come on Sunday, and you'll Mekadosh on the 31st day. Kedamrin lekamon. Atem afilu mezidim. The Beis Din has that right to decide when to do it. Amay mechalinon liskenu Beis Din, shiamtinu ad yom shloshim v'echot. Right? Let them make a takana that whenever the 30th day falls on Shabbos, the Edom won't come on that day. They'll wait till the next day, right? And they'll come on the 31st day. Shelo lechal of Shabbos. The Yelchuv Yo'idu L'mocher V'yikach L'opiyah, and then you still Mekadosh L'opi Ariyah. Zemara says, Na'abri Ho'idna Miyom Lamed Zeh Yavru Es Other. Zemara says, Idik L'yom Shloshim B'Shabbos V'robo Salavon Ho'chinami Enochinami. If it worked out that the 30th day was Shabbos and the 31st day was Sunday, then Enochinami, if that would be the halacha, we tell the Edom not to be Mechal Shabbos, don't come till the next day, and we'll Mekadosh L'opi Ariyah the 31st day. Hachinami de ma'abrina v'lo mechalina. Hacha, but it's talking in a case where the 31st day fell on Shabbos. So if the Edom don't come on the 31st day, then it's going to be automatically Rosh Chodesh without Edom. And in order to be Mekadosh at Al-Pi Ariyah, we let them be Mechal Shabbos. Hacha, diktani mechalin k'gon di'ikli yom shloshim ve'echad v'Shabbos v'lo nirach chodesh esmol el hayom. Nobody saw the moon the day before. And now the 31st day is Shabbos. So if we don't let the Edom come, it's going to be a Chodesh that's Neskadish without Edom. The Inomi lo Azli Mekadshele Beis in Ho'edna. The Ein Lecha Chodesh Yos V'Ashloshim. They can't wait till the next day. There's no Chodesh that's more than 30 days. So it's either Rosh Chodesh, either the 31st day or the 30th day. Mekadshele Shelo Api Edom. Hilkech Mechal Lekadosh Al Ariyah. Therefore, we let the Edom come. Mechal Shabbos Yib Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyah. Okay. Mosiv Rav Kahana. Shamikdash Kayim. Mechal in Afal Kulub Nei Takonis HaKorban. Rav Kahana asked, the Mishnah says, when the Mikdash was Kayiv, your Mechal Shabbos for all the Rosh Chodashim in order to bring the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh in its proper time. So what do you see? The reason your Mechal Shabbos is not Lekadosh Al Pi Ariyah. It's because you want to bring the Korban in the proper time. Midikul Lab Mishun the Mitzvah Lekadosh Al Ariyah, Nisan V'Tishrei Nomi Lab Mishun the Mitzvah Lekadosh Al Ariyah. Right, so it must be that the reason that the Edom come in Nisan is not Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyah, but in order to establish when it is. That means that Nisan can't be an always, I mean, other Sheni, or the second other, or the other next to Nisan, can't always be a 29-day month. Because then the only reason you're Mechal Shabbos is Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyah, and we see from the Mishnah that's not the reason that you're Mechal Shabbos. You're Mechal Shabbos to make sure that the korban is brought on the right day or the yontif is done on the right day. And that only is possible if there's possibility of two different days. So it must be that the other near Nisan doesn't have to be 29 days. It could be 29 or 30. So Iyamris Mishlomah Zimnim Mole Zimnim Chasr Mishim Hachim Mechalina. So that's the case if the reason we are Namachal Shabbos is not Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyah, but in order to make sure the right day of Yontif is there, that only applies if it's possible 29 or 30. But if it's always 29, then why be Mechal Shabbos? Ela Iyamris La'olam Chosar, Amei Mechal Lina, Tiyufta, right? So it's a Kasha, Tiyufta, and Enochinami, it seems from here that the other that is near Nisan could be 29 or 30. L'maisa, the way we have the calendar, it's always 29 days. So even though the Gemara says Tiyufta, it could be this way or that way. When they set up the calendar, they sell it up that the other near Nisan is always 29 days. כי עושה אולה, אומר, עברו אל אלו. When אולה came from Eretz Israel, he notified them in Bavel that they had made Elul Ma'ubar. And that, what's it called, that Rosh Hashanah was pushed off a day, right? Elul was now 30-day month, and Rosh Hashanah was the next day. Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be on the 30th day of from the beginning of Elul. And they pushed it off to the 31st day. Omar Ula, Yadei Chavrin Bavloi, Mai Tivusa Avdinu Badayu. Do the Bavloim know what a favor we did them? Right? Because Rosh Hashanah was going to come out in a way that was it was either on Friday or on Sunday. And then Sukkot would have been the same thing, on Friday or Sunday. So they pushed it off. Mighty Vusa, so what chesed did they do to the people in Bavel by pushing off Rosh Hashanah one day? Ula Omar Mishum Yarkaya. Ula said because of vegetables. Because if you have Shabbos and Yontif next to each other, if you pick the vegetables Erev Shabbos, by the time Yontif comes, they're already withered. They're not fresh. Right? And vice versa. Rav Acha Bar Chanina Omar Mishum Mesaya. And Rav Acha Bar Chanina said because of somebody who would die, who wouldn't be able to be buried for 2 days. Mai binayu, ikabinayu Yom HaKippurim Shechol Yosach Rashabbos. The nafkamina between them is where Yom Kippur would come after Shabbos. Okay, that means that Rosh Hashanah would have been Wednesday and Thursday. And then Yom Kippur would be Friday, and then Yom Kippur and Shabbos would be together. Or Rosh Hashanah would be Friday, and then Yom Kippur would be Sunday. So either Yom Kippur would come before Shabbos or after Shabbos. Okay? So, Manda Omer Mishum Mesaya Mavrinan. If you hold the reason is because you shouldn't have somebody not buried for 2 days, then you also push off Rosh Hashanah that Yom Kippur shouldn't come after Shabbos, because you can have 2 days and you can't bury somebody. Manda Omer Mishum Yarkaya, but if according to the one who says because of vegetables, you can't eat vegetables on Yom Kippur anyway. So if Yom Kippur comes on Sunday, what's the problem with the vegetables? When would you need the vegetables? Not like on a yontif that you can eat them during the day and you'll have withered vegetables. You're not going to eat on Yom Kippur anyway. You only need a motzei Yom Kippur. You go pick the vegetables, motzei Yom Kippur. So because of vegetables, there wouldn't be a reason to push off Rosh Hashanah just because Yom Kippur came after Shabbos. But according to the, but if the reason is because of not being able to bury somebody, then you would push it off. Where it says, one who holds because of vegetables also has to hold the reason of not burying somebody for 2 days. So, Lechara, we'd still push it off. Enochinami, we wouldn't need to push it off because of vegetables. We need to push it off because of the burying the dead. Right? The one who holds vegetables also surely holds the reason of not pushing it off because of the dead. Eleika binayo yontif hasomach l'shabas, bein lufanel, bein ma'acharel. Right? The difference is, if yontif, Pashtus Rosh Hashanah would come on Friday or Sunday. If Rosh Hashanah would be Friday or Sunday, and that's why Rosh Hashanah can't be Friday or Sunday, Lo Adu Rosh, right? It can't be Wednesday or Friday or Sunday. If Rosh Hashanah would come on Friday or Sunday, then we'd push it off. Why? Right? If Yontif, it precedes Shabbos or comes after Shabbos, then the problem with vegetables is there. You can't pick vegetables. So you have 2 days where on Yom Tov or on Shabbos you're going to have withered vegetables. So you push it off. Man di Omri Shu Messiah, the point is one says you can't bury somebody. You could bury somebody on Yom Tov through Goyim. Efshe Ba'amami. You really could bury him through Goyim. So you don't have this problem not being able to bury somebody for 2 days because Yom Tov, you're allowed to bury somebody al Yedei Goyim. Where it says, Man di Omri Shu Messiah, Labri Shu Mirkaya. Now the opposite, the one who holds that we push it off because of not being able to bury people, but he also should hold the reason of vegetables. So even if we don't push it off for this reason, you push it off for the vegetables. So Mara says, no, he doesn't hold to that reason. Why? Efshir b'chamimi. You can heat them up, warm up the vegetables, and bring them back to life. Ihochi maishno l'didon, afilu l'idu nami. So what's the difference then with what's it called? If you could warm them up, then in Bavel also you could warm up the vegetables. Samara says, L'didon chovin l'an alma. L'didu lo chovin l'alma. right? By Bavel, the what's it called? It's a very low-lying place, so the vegetables wither. But in Eretz Yisrael, that didn't happen. Rashi. Yadi chavrin bavloi kolomer nosnin leiv lahakir tova she'osini mohem. Do the Babylonians realize what kind of chesed we did with them by pushing off Rosh Hashanah? B'nei Eretz Yisrael she ibru eselu, that they made Rosh Hashanah a day later. Mishum yarkaya lahafrid Shabbos v'yantiv zemizeh. In order to separate Shabbos and Yontif from each other, they shouldn't come together, Shabbos and Yontif. Kedei shelo yichmushu yirokos hanecholos kishen chayim b'Shabbos shachar Yontif. In order that the vegetables that are eaten raw, which you eat on Shabbos after Yontif, or you be Yontif achar Shabbos, should be fresh. Because if you have 2 days together, you're not going to be able to pick them before the day before, and by the time the Yontif or the Shabbos comes, the second day, they're going to be withered. Mishum meisai lahafrid Shabbos v'yom haKippurim zemizeh. In order to separate Shabbos and Yom Kippur from each other, because Shabbos and Yontif is no problem, because you can bury somebody on Yontif through Goyim, but you can't bury somebody on Shabbos or Yom Kippur even through Goyim. Shelo yasriach mei shiyomus be'echad mehem she'arishon v'lo yikover kol hayom v'lo lemachar. If somebody will die on the first day, you're going to have to hold them for 2 days. My binayu tarvayu isnu. Both reasons apply. So what's the difference between these opinions? Yom HaKippurim shechol yos achra Shabbos and lo yavru man di omri shum esayim ma'avrim. If Yom Kippur falls after Shabbos, so then we push off Elul in order that shouldn't happen. Right? Why? Because if somebody dies the first day, you have to hold them off 2 days. V'dachinu li Yom HaKippurim li Yom Sheni v'Shabbos. So we push Yom Kippur to Monday by making Rosh Hashanah the next day. Amos boy lo liyirakos leursa. But if Yom Kippur falls after Shabbos, there's no problem with vegetables, because you're not going to eat the vegetables on Yom Kippur anyway. You're going to eat the Motzi Yom Kippur. So go pick them, Motzi Yom Kippur. The Motzi Yom Kippurim. Leursa toruch umayisi vein tzorek. Lil kol erev Shabbos. Hilkoch lo mabrim. You don't have to gather them erev Shabbos. Gather them Motzi Yom Kippur. Efshir ba'amami. Right? And if Yontif falls before Shabbos or after Shabbos, is not a problem because of burial, because you could bury through a goy. Domar mar meis b'yontif rishon yisaskim u'amim. If somebody died on the first day yontif, you can get goyim to bury him.
Why does that use the word amim for goyim?
What? Maybe because that's covered on meis, when it's goyim, it's, what's it called? Usually you don't let goyim be involved in a burial. Here there's no other etzah because of kichil yontif. So to say the burying with a goy is sounds not covered on nifter. B'chamimi, shorim b'chamim v'chozros l'kadmusan. You soak them in hot water and they get fresh again. L'didon chovelon alma. Anu b'nei bovel chamlon ha'olam. Right? V'yesh lanu hevel. It's a very humid place. It's low-lying. V'yeshiv v'bovel amukahi. It's not a place of mountains and hills. Keretz Yisrael. The ain't sholit bo aviv. And there's no, what's it called, there's no good air. The ain't b'nei Eretz Yisrael tzrichim la'aber mishum chamesai mishum yarkaya l'mishvilenu. In Eretz Yisrael, since there's a lot of air, the dead don't decompose so quickly, and the vegetables don't get withered so quickly. But in Bavel, both of those things happen. Okay, now the Gemara says, Eini, V'atani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Yochel Kishem Shema Abram. So really, there's three reasons why we would push off Rosh Hashanah, even if according to the Cheshbon, it should come out on the 30th day of Elul, we push it to the next day. When is that? If, and that's Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't fall on Sunday, because if Rosh Hashanah falls on Sunday, what's it called? Yom Kippur won't be a problem. But Hoshana Rabbah will be a problem. And Hoshana Rabbah will fall on Shabbos. The seventh day of Sukkot will be Shabbos. Because whatever Rosh Hashanah is, that's the same day Sukkot is. So if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, the first day of Sukkot is Sunday. The first day of Sukkot is Sunday, then the seventh day of Sukkot is Shabbos. And if Hoshana Rabbah is on Shabbos, we'll miss Hoshanahs for a whole year. Hoshana Rabbah, because you know it's not Docha Shabbos. So that's why it can't fall. Rosh Hashanah can't fall on Sunday. If Rosh Hashanah will be on, what's it called, on Wednesday, then Yom Kippur will be on Friday. And we want to keep Yom Kippur and Shabbos separated. And if Rosh Hashanah will be on Friday, Yom Kippur will be on Sunday. The same thing. So for those three reasons, we separate them. But we don't separate it because of Yarkaya. In other words, Shabbos and Yom Tov do come together. We don't separate Rosh Hashanah, or the Shabbos and Yom Tov shouldn't come together. Eini. Samara says it comes out that for Tzorech, if there's a reason, we can push off, Beis Din has the power to push off the Rosh Hashanah, right, the Chodesh, even if according to the Cheshbon, or even if Edim come, they have a right to push it off, we'll see. Eini, Batani, Rabba Bar Shmuel, Yochel Kishem Shema Abner Sashon L'Sorach, just like you make a leap year, and it depends on the Tzorech, if the year is what's it called, the rains haven't dried up and people will have a hard time getting to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, or the what's it called, Tvua isn't ready yet. There's a lot of different sibos why we make a leap year, okay? So you're allowed to make a leap year based on various considerations if the year needs to have an extra month. So I might think that just like you make a leap year based on those considerations, so too you're allowed to make a leap month based on considerations. If the witnesses saw the moon on the 30th day, then you have to accept them. You can't push it off because you have other considerations. Omar Rava Lokasha, Kan La Abro, Kan La Kacho. Right? The, what's it called? To be Makadish it, what's it called, where it's not the proper day. In other words, Edom didn't come. But Basin has Cheshbonos to make it earlier. You can't do that. You can't be Makadish it if the Edom didn't see the moon. Even though the Cheshbon works out, and there's considerations to make it on the 30th day instead of the 31st. If Edom don't come, you have to make it the 31st. But if Edom came, right, but what's if Edom came, and you want to push it off and not accept them, that you can do. Rashi, Kan la'abro, ma'abro chodesh l'tzorach, can you be ma'abro chodesh, can you push off Rosh Chodesh a day because you have considerations? Kishem Shemabr Sashon Litzorech, that we have a memra of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, that you're not allowed to, make a Iber Achol. You can't play around with the month like you play around with the year. Kishem Shemabr Sashon Litzorech, Neha Ovid, Vatkufa, Upe Rishwa'ilon, Kedisa Perakamda Sahir. There are all kinds of considerations. It's not Ovid yet, right? You want to make it fit the solar year, or Peiros HaElon, or the fruit isn't ready yet. So Mar Sanhedrin discussed considerations that you're allowed to add an extra month because of those considerations. But for a month, you don't do that. Kezevra Eva Kadesh, given Shatira Kadesh Boviyam. If the Eidim come and say they saw the moon, you have to make it that day. You can't push it off to the next day. So Mar says, no, La'abro Lasso Sesachosur Moli L'Tzorech Mutter. Right? If you have a month that should have been 29 days. Rosh Chodesh should have been the 30th day. But there's a consideration to push it off. You're allowed to push it off. What Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel said is the opposite. Lekad shall be om shloshim v'avalon lo nireis. Witnesses didn't come, and the Basin, because of considerations, want to make the first day Rosh Chodesh anyway. That they can't do. V'imyaptinu ad yom mochri yeshavas yom kippur simuchim. They wait till the next day. Then Yom Kippur and Shabbos will come together. That ain't Mekachin Letzorech. You can't do that. You can't make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day if witnesses didn't come, because if you make it on the 31st day, there's a consideration of Yom Kippur and Shabbos being together. That you can't do. V'hochi Chomer. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. No, this is what Rabba Bar Shmuel said. Yochel kishem shema avrin sashona v'yesachodesh l'tzorech. Right? Just, I might think, just like you can make a leap year, and you can make a leap month l'tzorech for considerations. Kach mikachim esachodesh l'tzorech, so too you can make a short month for considerations. The witnesses come. What's it called? If the witnesses don't come, you can't make Rosh Chodesh a day early without witnesses because of considerations. The Chihada Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and that's the same thing Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. Ma'aymin al ha'edim al ha'chodesh shenir of ismanu la'abro. If Edim come on the 30th day and they want to mekadesh the Chodesh then, so we're ma'ayim on them and tell them to keep quiet and not give their edus so we can make the Rosh Chodesh the next day. But you don't force the Edim who didn't come, didn't see the moon, to say that they did see the moon, so we can make it on the 30th day. Rashi, the Hochi Kamar, Yachok Hashem Shema Avram Letzorech Kach Mekadshim Letzorech Tamid Lomar Kazera Eva Kadesh Re'et Chilav Yachra. You can't make Rosh Chodesh if the Edim didn't come. You can't make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh if there's no Edim. Avok Kishatoma Abro Re'eva Kadeshu. But if you're pushing it off, you saw the moon, and then you're Mekadesh the next day. Ma'aymim al ha'edim al ha'chodesh shenir b'zmano b'yom shloshim shiachrishu b'shvil la'avro. You tell the Edom, keep quiet, don't testify today, so the next day will be Rosh Chodesh. But we don't, tell the Edom to testify on the day they didn't see it. The ein ma'aymim b'yom shloshim al ha'edim shelo ra'u v'onu tzrichim l'kad sho ha'yom kedei v'hafrit shavash v'yom kippurin shiyom ro'inu v'yudu sheker. We don't tell them to say a lie on the 30th day, so we can make Rosh Chodesh early. Okay. Eini, Gemara says, is that true? V'hasholach le Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya l'Reb Ami, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and Tosa says, this Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is surely not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but it's not even Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi that was in the time of Rav and Shmuel, because that was the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi who was the son of Ram Gamliel, who was the son of the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the compiler of the Mishnah. This one was the Talmud of Yochanan, who was after Rav and Shmuel. He was younger than Rav and Shmuel. So there was a lot of Rabbi Yehudas who were in the line of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and a lot of Ram Gamliel. So this is a next generation Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. So, Shalach le Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya le Rabbi Ami. Have a Yodim, Shekol Yom of Shrab Yochanan Ha'im Alamdenu. You should know that Rabbi Yochanan taught us, his whole lifetime, he taught us the following. Ma'aymim al ha'edim la'chodesh shalom nirav ismanu l'kadsho, just the opposite. That you can force Edim to say they saw the moon on the 30th, to make the 30th Rosh Chodesh. In other words, that they should say a lie. The afal pi shaloru, even though they didn't see it. Yomru ra'inu, they should say they saw it. In other words, Beis Din has the power to make Rosh Chodesh the first day, even though the moon wasn't seen. Omer Abaye lo kasha, haba nisan v'tishrei, haba shar yarchi. Enochanami, they have that power, but only on nisan and tishrei. That's the way Rashi learned. Tosfos says it's possible to say the opposite too. But in the other months, not. So the svara is, since nisan and tishrei comes out, tzrochim, because of Yom Kippur or whatever, there, those 2 months, we want to make sure that we do it in a way that takes care of these considerations. And the other possibility is, Wei Tosa says, that Yesh Omrim, the opposite. Nisan and Tishrei, we want to make sure that it's the proper time, because of the Yom Tovim or whatever. The other months, Nishkeferlech, so Basin will do it earlier, whatever, Nishkeferlech. Rava Omar, Hodetoni, Rava Bar Shmuel, Acheremi. That which Rava Bar Shmuel said, that we can only, we don't change the month. That goes according to Acherim. Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, Vein Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Rosh Hashanah, El Adal Yom Bilvad, Im Hoys Hashanah Muberes Chamisha. We had this already. That the Acherim hold that you never alter a month. And some hold that even if it's Adu Pesach, Adu Rosh Hashanah, or Bedu Pesach, you never change the months. And if it'll come out that Yom Kippur will be by Shabbos, it'll come out. Tosfos in a lot of places says not true. Even Acherim hold that still we alter that those things shouldn't happen. But Pashtus Acherim is, it's always 1 month Mole, 1 month Chaser, and you never change the months for any reason. And therefore, that was Rabba Bar Shmuel. We don't hold like Acherim. Memela, what's it called? You can alter the month. Rav Dimi Minardo Masni Ipcha. Rav Dimi Minardo learns just the opposite. Ma'ay min ala edem ala choli shalom nira bismano lakadcho. Ve'ein ma'ay min ala edem ala choli shalira bismano liabro. So just the opposite. We force edem to say they saw the month, even though they didn't. Mashain Ken, we don't tell edem to hold back their edus if they did. We don't make a month that should be 30 days into 31, but we do make a month that should be 31 into 30. My timer. Hi, Mevze Keshikra. Have a high, low Mevze Keshikra. Because if the moon was seen, and we tell the Adam not to say it, everybody knows it's a lie. They saw the moon. People saw it. Now, Shankin, if the moon wasn't seen, and we tell the Adam to say it, people could say, well, we missed it, but they saw it. So it doesn't look like a lie. And therefore, what's it called? We can tell the Adam to say they saw the moon when they didn't, but we don't tell the Adam not to say they saw the moon if they did. Rashi. Hoyu malamdenu. Yeah, ma'ayim malayidim alachodesh nira bismano. Biyom shloshim, shiachrishu b'shvil ha'abro. Ve'ein ma'ayim biyom shloshim alayim shalom ra'u. Ve'anan shrichim lekad shohayom kedei lehafrit Shabbos v'yom kippurim. Shiyom ro'inu v'yudu sheker. So the first Mandiomer says that we don't tell the Adam to say a lie, an actual lie, but we tell them not to say what they said. The other Svara is we don't tell the Adam to say something that looks like a lie to other people, but we tell them to keep quiet. Maybe what's it called? We tell them to say what they didn't see, because even though they're saying a lie, but it's not nicker that it's a lie, because maybe people will say they saw it and we didn't see it. Where Nisan and Tishrei, where all the Moadim are dependent, then we can fool around with the month. But the other months, there's no reason to fool around with them. What's the Tzorech? The Tzorech only is in Nisan and Tishrei. What's the Tzorech of the other ones? L'chasu v'abir, kigon osa shishanim v'seches erichim. Ein pochsim mi arboa chadoshim hamu uborim b'shana, velo nira la'aber yosel la'shmona. Like, what's the tzorech? The tzorech is that we have a rule, we don't make less than four full months in the year, and not more than eight. B'hashim v'farshin atam, the Gemara explains the reason why. Why not less than four and more than eight? The im ibru shmona, and if you already made 8 months, mole, there's ubezelo niris b'yom shloshim, and this ninth month now, Adam didn't see it on the 30th day. So we have to force the Adam, what's it called, to say that they saw it, even though they didn't, so we're not going to have more than 8 months that are Mali. So that's called a Tzorech. Hadatani Rabba, She'ein Ma'abrin Velo Makachim L'Tzorech. That which Rabba Bar Shmuel said, that you are Ma'abr, but not Makadish L'Tzorech. You can tell the Adam to keep quiet, but not to say a lie. Right, that goes like Acherim. The Amrei, that was saying in the beginning now, not the way that we explained it, but the way that it seemed in the beginning, that you can't alter the month at all. You can't make any changes in the month with Zorah. That goes like Acherim. The Amrei, La'olam kol ha'chadosh v'echad mali v'echad chaser. Acherim hold that you never alter the month. There's always one mali, one chaser. Keseder, molin halavana, shemischadeshes laolam besof chavtes yomim mechza shem chamishim v'tishel v'shnei chadashim. Right, since every month is 29 and a half, and you can't make a month of partial days, so 2 months is 59 days, so one's 30, one's 29. Arba yomim, im nikba achsho be'echel b'shabes, yehe l'shona abo b'chamishi b'shabes. If this year Rosh Hashanah falls on Sunday, next year Rosh Hashanah is going to fall on Thursday. 5 days difference. Because it's 354 days in a year like that, where one is Mali and one is Chaser. 354 days. And 350 is the same weeks, and 4 days is over. There's going to be a 4 day difference. Not a 5 day, 4 day difference. And if it's a leap year, there'll be a 5 day difference. Because he added 29-day month. Shadochim lohen min hashvuayim shleimim yom echad. So it's going to come out one day difference more, which is 5 days difference between that year and the year before. Hai mechzik hashikr, kshaniris bizmana ve'ena me'idim harbi achirim yesharuah. The moon was seen on the 30th day, and the witnesses say they didn't see it, then other people are going to say, we saw it, it's a lie. Right? So they're going to see that Beis Din made the Rosh Chodesh a long, wrong day. The nearest al sheker ibru. Avuk shelo ra'u, but if the moon wasn't seen, and the Edom say they saw it, so people will say, well, we didn't see it, but they saw it. Avuk shelo ra'u v'amru inu ein ha-sheker. No, that won't be clear that they're lying. Maybe they taka saw it. So therefore, the opposite is true. We make the Edom say they saw it on the 30th if we want to play around with the month, but we don't tell them to keep quiet and make the 31st if the moon was seen taka on the 30th.